Well, a bitter outcome here at Mosaic Stadium as the Saskatchewan Roughriders fall to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in this Western semifinal. The Bombers are moving on, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders season ends. Luke Mullender joining me here on the fifth quarter for Sask Lotteries, Capital Auto Mall, and Marcus in New Holland. So much to go through in this football game, Luke, but what's your initial assessment of how the Bombers got out of here with a win?
Well, the initial assessment is easy. In the fourth quarter, with time ticking down and they needed it the most, the Bombers took the line of scrimmage away from the Saskatchewan Roughriders. They knocked guys off the line of scrimmage. There was defensive linemen 6 yards in the backfield. That was it. I mean, Andrew Harris, the majority of his yards seemed to come in that fourth quarter when you need it the most. So, again, you got to win the line of scrimmage in these games, in these playoff games. And for the first time all year, really, when they needed it the most, the defense just seemed to get out physical. And that's probably what's going to hurt the most here, is that you were out physical at the line of scrimmage.
23-18, the Bombers win it. They piled up, Luke, around 200 yards rushing coming in. Was that did the Bombers do exactly what you thought they were going to do?
Yeah, the Bombers came in. They won the turnover battle. As small as it was a margin that the Rough Riders couldn't come back from. They got one turnover. They scored off of that turnover, and the Riders were really in a position where they were playing from behind the whole game. And, you know, it was nice because normally if you're only down by four in the fourth quarter and you're getting possessions, you're in a good spot. Unfortunately, this was an offense that really struggled, obviously, to string drives together. They were going to struggle getting into the end zone, so 4 points seemed like more of a mountain than it normally should have been.
Plenty to get to, including quarterback play and the way the game ended. We're just getting rolling on the fifth quarter. Riders season is over. Bombers moving on to the West Final. This is the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. $30,609 filing out of Mosaic Stadium. They witnessed the Winnipeg Blue Bombers knock off the Saskatchewan Roughriders 23-18 to move on to the Western Final. And the Riders' season ends here on home turf. We're brought to you by SaskTel, Young's Equipment, and TrueFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins. Riders head coach Chris Jones will be joining us shortly. So much to get to, Luke, as I said at the end of the last segment. The way the game ended, the headshot on Jackson Jeff by Jackson Jeffcoat on Brandon Bridge with 8 seconds to go knocks Bridge out. A play, it's like it didn't even happen. Had they called it correctly, it's a 15-yard major. It's a first down. There still would have only been 8 seconds left. But they knocked the quarterback out. Bridge has the arm to throw a Hail Mary had he been able to stay in. Your take on that missed call, did it affect the outcome? Well,
no,
obviously it did.
Well, obviously it would have given them a better shot at the end zone there. But, here's the bottom line. Randy Ambrosie came out with the league and issued a romantic statement when Zach Caleros got hit up high by Odell Willis. He said the refs failed him, the league failed him, player safety is important, blah, blah, blah. It's all horse crap. It's all horse crap. I can't believe that the refs not only missed that call, that's fine, but then again, once you issued a statement about the booth failing, and have the booth fail for the second time is absolutely ridiculous. And there's a number of things that are going to be tabled by the CFLPA, and I hope this is one of them, because it's clear that this league doesn't give a damn about this player safety issue. I mean, they're just putting things out that makes it sound real nice, but this was ridiculous. And the problem is, I don't want to talk about it as if it would have had an effect on the end result of the game. I don't think it would, but it's just a real shame that you have Randy Ambrosie and the league cohort sitting in front of their screens in Toronto. They're seeing this replay, and nothing's being done about it. This goes beyond this game. This is about player safety, and as romantic as he sounds right now, he just sounds as hollow as the empty stadium right now.
Right, but the point is, and this is not to come across as sour grapes that the Riders lose the game, but you're missing your number one quarterback, Zach Caleros, because of the high hit you're talking about, the headshot by Odell Willis, and then your number two guy still in with a chance to win a playoff game, and he gets knocked out with a headshot. That's not called either. If you're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, you got reason to be very upset right now.
Yeah, but again, right, you don't want to place the focus solely, like, there were so many more things that went in to the game before that incident. Again, this was, like, we have to be honest. I know this hurts, especially as a former defensive player, defensive line especially. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers dominated the line of scrimmage in that fourth quarter when it mattered most. There's no way of, no bones about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got Eddie Steele and Zach Evans in there, but instead we have Corey Johnson, who literally just got off the bus, playing defensive tackle, right, when it matters the most. Eddie Steele and Zach Evans should have been in the game in the middle, but we watched guys, especially your experienced guys. Kurt Majit, he's getting knocked 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. Guys are getting moved physically, and that is the reason why. Their inability to stop Andrew Harris in the fourth quarter, in the waning minutes of the fourth quarter, is why we're here and we're all going home at the end of the year. Not a missed bogus call from the referees. That is a separate discussion. You cannot put that incident and lump it in with why the Saskatchewan Roughriders lost this game. The Saskatchewan Roughriders lost this game because they couldn't make an impression on the line of scrimmage when it mattered most. Period.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't want it to say come across as sour grapes. I'm just like everybody that left this stadium, and I know you too, upset with the call. But it is full marks to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who rotated Chris Streveler and Matt Nichols effectively here today. You know, here's another tough point. You want to talk about turning points in a football game? You talk about turnovers. It's going to decide the game. Yep. Well, the interception by Brandon Bridge in the second quarter with 5:03 to go. Bombers turn around and march it 43 yards on their next drive and hit Drew Wolitarski on a touchdown. So there's 7 points off a turnover. You lose the game by five. There's your TSN turning point probably in the game.
Absolutely. I mean, there were a lot of people saying that this was going to be a 33-28 game, things like that. But no, this game worked exactly the way everybody thought it was going to work. It was going to be a low-scoring game with defense. And that's the thing. When it mattered most, I don't know if the defensive unit tired out, but when it mattered most, the unit that has kept this team afloat for the majority of the year in big situations just couldn't get it done.
We'll be back. This is the fifth quarter. Bombers moving on. They win at 23-18. We'll be right back on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in Mosaic Stadium as we await Riders head coach and general manager Chris Jones downstairs. We're brought to you by Seedmaster, the Wireless Age, and Casinos Regina and Moose Jaw. Always entertaining. Luke Mullender with me here on the fifth quarter. Riders drop a 23-18 decision to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Let's start and get into the game stars while we have the opportunity, Luke, for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The guy that I singled out, I'm not sure if you'll agree, on a pretty good defensive day for them, was that sophomore linebacker, 19 out of Fresno State, Kyrie Wilson. He had a sack in the football game of Brandon Bridge. He had two big tackles in second and long situations back in the first half. Kyrie Wilson, the defensive star for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well, they needed someone to step in for the absence of Jovan Santos Knox. He's a guy that had 82 defensive tackles for him, six QB sacks. He's forced a couple fumbles. As a matter of fact, he led the team in tackles for loss. So, again, that was a position – in Richie Hall's defense, that's Reggie Hunt's position, right? So a lot of people are familiar with the Reaper and how aggressive he was. That's the position Jovan Santos Knox plays, and they needed to replace his ability, and Kyrie Wilson stepped in and timed his blitzes upright and really played well.
Got two that I'll give you a choice of for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Initially, Willie Jefferson was in Matt Nichols' face most of the day. He ended with three tackles and a quarterback sack. But Sam McGuavin, a double-digit tackler today, Luke, for the Saskatchewan Roughriders with 10. Sam McGuavin, who do you like out of Willie or Sam?
I think Sam played well. We'll go with Sam. Willie's been called enough this year.
Sure. All right. Sam McGuavin, though, he was all over the field today and had a pretty good special teams
absolutely.
Day,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he made some key tackles on special teams. I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, this might have been the last time we see Sam McGuavin in a Rough Rider uniform. Contracts up, and with a loss, a game like today, the NFL might be calling.
Yeah, again, I'd be surprised if Sam, I mean, you look at Jeff Knox and the opportunities that he's gotten in less productive years. I definitely think that Sam McGuavin is a guy who's going to get a look in the NFL. I would be shocked if he didn't. But again, this is part of Chris Jones's job. It's what he's done well, is he's managed to replace guys that have left. I mean, a Rider Nation was up in arms about not re-signing Bruce Campbell at the beginning of the year. And, I mean, even myself, I was questioning that. Like, this is a guy that you had to have. And next thing you know, Tecobi Coffield comes in and mans that left tackle spot and was fantastic. And obviously it came at a lot cheaper price than they would have had to give up for Bruce Campbell. So Chris Jones' job is just beginning in my mind. They had another good year here. They continued to make steps. Now they just got to close the deal.
RD stars Sam McGuavin and Kyrie Wilson. We'll be back with the offensive stars in a moment on the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Quarter continues for Redhead Equipment, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Borgo Industries. Let's go downstairs. Chris Jones is at the podium now.
As a football team, I could have coached them better, number one, and we got to get a stop there, you know, to try to give ourselves a little more time at the end. Just again, there was a lot of things that we could have done better as a football team. You can't take anything away from, you know, what they've done in Winnipeg. They've got a good football team, and and it's going to be a tough group to have to beat them going down the stretch.
Why did Andrew Harris have so much success in the second half?
You know what? We didn't tackle very well. We had him at the line of scrimmage or, you know, close to the line of scrimmage two or three times, and we just did not tackle very well in the second half.
Coach, you say the words.
When did you decide that Bridge was going to start this game?
What's that?
When did you decide that Brandon was going to start this game?
Well, we knew early in the week that Zach wasn't. He came back off his break. He didn't have any problems while he was at home. He flew back over, started, you know, he said he just didn't, you know, he was cleared and all that. So on paper, he could go. And I just did not. It was kind of a revisit from the Ottawa week, and I just wasn't going to risk it.
Coach, you said that it's tough to find words to say after this game. What do you say to your team, or what did you say to your team before you came in here?
I love them. I love them. I love them. I appreciate all of, you know, I want to wring your neck 1 minute, but then you want to put your arm around them the next. I mean, we've got 12 rookies out there tonight. We had seven more second-year players. We've got a lot of young guys, and like I say, we're certainly not perfect, and we do a lot of things wrong, but they play hard. They show up to work every day. It makes it real easy spending, you know, 18, 19 hours a day down here because you know that you're doing it for the right reason. You got a good group standing behind you.
Chris, is it a concussion, the concussion symptoms that return with Zach?
What's that?
The concussion symptoms that return with Zach?
Well, he just didn't, you know, he just said he didn't feel quite right. You know, he didn't say it was a concussion. He just said he just didn't feel, you know, 100. And I just didn't want to, you know, risk another situation like with Ottawa, like we had earlier in the year. It was very similar to that, he said.
Jones, can you tell us how Brandon is right now?
You know what? They're still evaluating him right now.
Chris, was this a microcosm of the whole season? Where, you know, the defense and special teams supposed to, you know, we're really, you know, making it up for the season, and the offense really couldn't get it done. Is it this kind of game kind of microcosm of the whole season?
Well, I mean, again, you know, we had our opportunities and we went down. We were able to kick some field goals. If we could just got one of those, you know, balls in there for a touchdown, you know, it might be a little different. But again, it's a team effort. It has been all year long, and for us, it always will be.
At the end of the day, your team was predicated on a defense that got the football and turnovers. You couldn't do that today. Was that the turning point in your mind?
Well, I mean, again, they got the turnover there and ended up turning that into points, you know, in the late first half, and that was really the turning point in the game.
Chris, there was the interception, there was the missed two-point convert. When you revisit this loss, what will haunt you the most?
You know what? I mean, we played hard. You know, I mean, we played extremely aggressive, you know, defensively. And like I say, we just didn't tackle very well. I think that'll be something that we'll go back and look at and wish that we could do better. something that we talked about and we've worked on, and just, you know, it just was our left hand tonight. You know, it just didn't really work for us.
Chris, how much of a difference would Zach made to the offense tonight?
You know what, that's hard to say. I mean, Brandon did a real nice job standing in for him, and again, they pressured, you know, a lot, and you know, who's to say that either guy would have done any better.
You were hesitant to throw that first challenge flag. Do you regret it?
Well, I didn't want to use it for a 10-yard PI. You know, I mean, you would think, I mean, the ball's going there. I mean, it's thrown right to him. I mean, I would hope that they would see that, and I hate to burn it, but I felt that they had momentum, and I had to try to keep our offense on the field, and so I had to burn my challenge right there.
Chris, it might be a conversation for another day, but this is two games in a row you've had to throw your challenge flag needlessly. Is this something that has to be looked at in your mind or not?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I hate more challenges. I mean, I'm not an advocate of having, you know, a challenge for this or a challenge for that. It's not going to ever be perfect. But, again, when it's right at the point of attack, you would think that as many people we have looking at it, that we could get a few of those right. So that's kind of my opinion on it.
Do you wish you'd saved it, looking at what happened at the end?
Well, I mean, you always can look, you know. Hindsight's 20/20, right? I mean, so who's to say that we couldn't have done something with that play we had earlier, you know? So, I mean, it was just hindsight.
You talking about Gobbins' game today?
Who's that?
Sam, 47. Today.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he's a good football player. He's played, you know, good football for us all year long. He's a guy that has come in and he's done everything we've asked him to do. And played nicked up before all year long, and played good on special teams and on defense.
You think Winnipeg can give Calgary a run?
Yeah, I think, you know, Winnipeg's a good football team. There's no doubt. They're coached well in all three phases. They've got good players. You know, so I think that it's going to be a really good ball game next week over in Calgary.
How much did a straggler add to their attack when you bring him in?
Yeah, he's tough to tackle. There's no doubt about it. You know, those plays there at the end of the game where, you know, you got him tackled and he leans forward for three or four more. I mean, it adds something, a dimension to their football team.
Did Moncrief's injury affect in any way the way you defended the run?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it made us move people around. Whether or not it you know, affected the run game, I think tackling's probably was our poorest thing that we did tonight, second half-wise, for sure. But, you know, it certainly doesn't help to lose one of your starters.
Chris, can you assess your progress over the last 2 years? Last year, you're one play away from the Grey Cup. This year, you have two more wins, but you end up losing one game earlier than you did last year.
This is a better football team we played tonight, though. Winnipeg's much better football team than what Ottawa was at this point last year. So it's kind of hard. You can't compare one year to the other. I mean, it's just, if you don't win the Grey Cup, it really don't make any difference when you lose. I mean, if you don't win the Grey Cup, it's all for naught.
One of the things you do is you don't stop now. You start working on next season tomorrow then?
Yeah, we've already started on it, quite honestly. I mean, we've been planning for the last, you know, 6 weeks. We've been planning on where we're going to be and what we're going to do. So this thing never stops.
Did you consider a short kickoff after the touchdown?
What's that?
You consider a short kick after?
Well, you know, we could have, but there was so much time left. I think it was like 2 minutes and 40 seconds or something like that, you know, left to go. And you know, we got to lean on our defense at that point to try to get the ball back. And we ended up getting it back. We gave them a couple of first downs there, and they got to burn the clock and then, you know, punted us where we were, you know, didn't have a lot of time. We only had like 40 seconds left in order to try to do something offensively.
Anything surprise you about Winnipeg, or are they what you thought?
No, they're what we thought. I mean, they're a good team. I mean, you know, I think that the two games that we won a turnover battle, and then they won it tonight. So, I mean, you know, and they won it over there in the big loss. You know, so you turn the football over, and two evenly matched teams, that's going to be the difference in the game. And that's what we said going in, and that's what happened.
This was almost a best of seven. Would this go seven?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, again, we've got a good football team. So do they. You know, you can argue that probably two of the best teams in the league, two of the most physical for sure, you know. And like I say, they do a great job, you know, with their personnel. They do a great job with their coaching.
When you reflect on the past 3 years, do you think this is the strongest squad that you've had, the best chance you've had?
Yeah, you know what? Probably so. I mean, we're young, and we make, you know, a few critical errors, you know, every single week, it seems like, to really, you know, count that come back to haunt us. But we're very athletic, and you know, we like the strides that we've made, and certainly we've got a really good group of young men in there in the locker room.
What's missing? What strides do you think you have to make in the future?
You got to be able to score some touchdowns. You know, I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, and it's nothing that our people wouldn't tell you. You know, I mean, like tonight, they were able to stick the ball in the end zone against us, and we've got to get better at stopping those plays on the double moves and play a little smarter. And then on the offensive side, we've got to, instead of kicking some in field goals, score some touchdowns, and then we'll be able to have won that game tonight.
Do you have any quarterbacks under contract for next year?
What's that? We're not going to start talking about personnel until that's a little later story, okay?
Coach, you see this Winnipeg team is almost like a mirror image of yours, the way that they play defense, the way that they run the ball so well.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, they do, and I mean, I think that's a key ingredient to winning a lot of games. I mean, if you look at Calgary, they're not any different. They play great special teams, great defense, and they run the football, and take some pressure off of Bo, you know. I mean, so most of the teams that win consistently, that's what they're going to do.
That is Chris Jones' post-game comments for Great Western Brewery. Cheers to the original 16 and 25 years of great beer. They took a chance and went all in with a smooth double-aged beer proudly brewed in the West. And we've got our game stars with us downstairs. I'm not sure if they can both hear us. Naaman Roosevelt and Willie Jefferson. We got Naaman first. Naaman, boy, that's a tough one out there today. Playoff intensity, playoff game came right down to the wire. What's your assessment of how this one got away?
I mean, we got to score touchdowns. I mean, that's the main thing. We didn't score touchdowns when we should have. And, you know, I feel like the game shouldn't have been that close. I feel like if we score those touchdowns, we win that game.
Brandon Bridge had you as his favorite target today. Would you guys talk a little bit going into the game that was going to be the hookup, or was he you just found yourself open?
I mean, I just found myself open, and, you know, Bridge did a good job, man, with the week he had preparing and, you know, trying to get all the reps he could. And, you know, he did a good job of, you know, using his feet and running around and, you know, trying to do what he do. And I was just there to try to make the plays for him.
All right, Naaman, I know the season's ending earlier than you wanted. I mean, how do you absorb this and move on? What's next for you?
I mean, I don't know yet. It's just, you know, try to get over this. I mean, this is hard. You know, I thought with the team we had, man, we had a good chance of, you know, winning the Grey Cup this year. And right now, I don't know yet. Just figure it out.
All right, Naaman, thanks for coming on. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
Naaman Roosevelt, our offensive game star, 7 receptions, 79 yards today. And now we've got the leader of the defense, Willie Jefferson, with us downstairs. And, Willie, you had your motor going all night, but it just didn't end the way you wanted. What's your take on how this one got away?
Came down to the wire, man. Came down to the last couple of seconds of the game. You know, defense tried to hold them up, tried to take the ball away in some aspects of the game, special teams and stuff like that. But like Naaman said, man, it came down to trying to put those touchdowns or drive together to get in the end zone. Just couldn't do it. So,
how tough is it when you got a team that you know you expect to win a Grey Cup to have it end this early? What are you feeling right now?
Man, a little disappointed, man, but, you know, I'm happy that, you know what I'm saying, the team stuck together the way we did, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of the season to now. You know, man, like Coach Jones said in the breakdown, man, didn't really want to see this come, but it did, man. Winnipeg played a good game, came out on top. Get ready for next year.
You're one of the leaders of this team, Willie. There's a lot of young guys in that locker room. What do you tell a young guy when your season ends like this?
Man, just tell these young guys, man, keep their head up, man. Try to get a good offseason in. You know, try to keep their head up and just keep going, man. Stuff like this. You know, man, some players don't really get to see playoffs a lot in this CFL. When you can, man, just live in the moment, man. Stuff like this, you gotta embrace stuff like this. Next year, you gotta come a little harder, gotta play a little smarter, and do what you gotta do to get the win.
Well, Willie, you left it all out there as always. Thanks for a great season.
And I appreciate y'all for having me this season.
You bet. Willie Jefferson downstairs. By the way, Naaman Roosevelt, Sam McGuavin, the game stars today. They're brought to you by the Bear Claw Casino, the friendly place to stay and play on the prairies. Visit BearClawCasino.ca. Write the game stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball for your chance to win a J.P. Weiser Special Blend gift pack. The fifth quarter continues after this timeout on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Fifth quarter continues for AGCO, CAA Saskatchewan, and the TAP. Luke Mullender with me upstairs. Michael Ball and company getting ready downstairs with the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with his partners, Paul Waldo and Chris Best. And Luke, you heard the interviews there. Chris Jones was, I think, a lot more composed than the other guys. You heard Naaman Roosevelt and Willie Jefferson. This is just a loss that gashed this football team today. Nobody's ready for the season to be over. And we've got 6 months now to talk about how it ended and look ahead. I felt that the team could win a football game with Brandon Bridge at quarterback today, and they came oh so close to doing it. I think stunned is what a lot of us are feeling right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You needed one touchdown out of the offense, right? And you knew that the heavy lifting was going to have to be done through special teams and defense. You know, the hardest thing, I'm a 9-year guy, the hardest thing to do is realize that there's only one team that feels good at the end of the year. There's 9 teams in this league, and there's only one team that clears their locker out when they want to. And that's the beauty of this game. And it's what makes the game an absolute mother, is that there's so many highs and there's so many lows, but it's hard because you don't envision yourself being that team to clear your locker out early. When you're visualizing success, when you're watching film in these playoff scenarios, you understand that you're in one and done mode, but you're never the team that puts yourselves into locker clean out day early. And unfortunately, it's one of those things where, you know, you're not making a lot of money in the Canadian Football League, right? So your checks, you start thinking about the extra checks that would be nice if you continue to go on. And young guys start to say, oh, well, wait a minute, I need the extra check. I've been blowing my money on Gabos all season. You know, it'd be nice for us to continue to go through this. I mean, I'm a guy that's been a part of a championship team, and I'm a guy that's been to the Grey Cup 3 times and lost 2 of them. Again, and there's no solace in the fact that you made it to the Grey Cup. Oh, yo, you know what? We made it to the Grey Cup. We were the one of the last 2 teams. Nobody remembers second. So again, it's hard for players right now because there's literally only one team that feels good at the end of the year. Right. And you can't put yourself in that situation. You can't see that, you know what? Hey, I'm not the only guy who's going to feel like this. You're down to the final 4. Next week, 2 other teams are going to feel this empty, crappy feeling in their stomach. And then the week after, 1 of the teams is going to feel like their dog was just shot. So, again, it's so hard. And, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time ragging on guys and ragging on schemes and stuff like that. It's just, this is the hardest part about being a professional athlete, is the fact that there's no team in the history of the game that looks the same in the next year, right? There's going to be decisions made. There's going to be contracts figured out. And that's what makes it, you know, just a terrible situation, because you love your guys. Right, there wasn't 1 year where I hadn't told somebody in a locker room that I love them, you know. And I remember sitting in Montreal in my final year, knowing it was my final year, right, and feeling like, man, this is not the way I wanted it to end. I wanted it to end with a Grey Cup. But you look at some of the other guys who were just heartbroken. That's all you can say is, hey, man, I love you. Thanks for everything you did this year. And you know what? Who's to say where you end up in the following season? That's just the reality of this game. This team is going to look much, much different from the coaching staff and the guys on the field. That's how this game works. And the business side takes over. And right now, the business side for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders starts 2 weeks earlier than they imagined it. And if you're an optimist, right, you get to say, hey, well, you know what? We got 2 weeks to jumpstart, you know, our off season. We got 2 weeks ahead of the – the other four teams that are in this thing, let's take advantage of this time. I mean, you know, you look at Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. What do those guys say? Well, you know what? If you don't win the championship, you're pissed off because, you know, you came in second, but you just missed an opportunity to get a jump on the offseason, right? So, yeah. Tough win, loss, excuse me. No one's going to feel good about it, but that's the game.
One last comment from you, and then we'll take our final break and come back with the radio rewind and just a few stats. But the Achilles heel, or the left hand, I like Chris Jones' comment there, all year was the offense. Today, they did get in the end zone. Nick Marshall did in the fourth quarter when they were staging the rally.
Yeah.
It was an interesting comment by Jones when he said, could any other quarterback have done any better out there today? And I thought that was an interesting thing to say. If Zach Calero starts this game, does much change? The offense struggled. Eighth in the league overall all year long. Today, they give up 200 yards rushing. It wasn't their best defensive day. And they didn't have a takeaway.
You can't put this one on the offense. The defense had a chance to put them in a good situation. They needed a stop. And for the first time all year, they did not get a stop. Winnipeg won the line of scrimmage. That's where the game's won and lost. Winnipeg physically dominated the line of scrimmage. So while you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, well, you know what? The offense didn't score enough touchdowns. It's been the problem all year. No. The defense did not get a stop to give the offense a chance at the end of the game. That's the defense's job. So you can't sit there and you know, there are people who are going to say, Luke, they've been doing it all year. It's not fair to ask the defense to do it again. Yes, it is. And you know why it's fair to say that? Because that's what you want as a defensive player. You want to be the guys that are relied on. You want to be the guys that guys are saying, yeah, man, just we need you to get a stop. That's the opportunity. That's why you love playing D, because you love to be the guys that break the backs of the opponent by stopping guys. So for all those people who hear me say that and they're going to be like, Luke's being unfair, you know, it's not right to point out the defense, blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, it is, because that's what happened. The defense didn't get a stop, and we're used to the defense getting the stop, so it's hard to hear, but it's the truth. And there's not one defensive player that you're going to go in that locker room today and is going to tell you different. They're not. Every defensive guy that was on that field is going to say, you know what, we didn't get the stop when we needed to. That's just the reality.
This is the fifth quarter for Young's Equipment, Sask Lotteries, and the Cooperator. See Aaron and Associates Insurance in Regina. A note to our producer, Jake. We'll take one long break here and be back for one last time from the broadcast booth upstairs. 23-18, the Bombers win the Western semifinal today, and this is the fifth quarter on the Cooperator's Rough Rider Radio Network. Back one final time from upstairs on the fifth quarter for Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, Willow Park Wines and Spirits, and Redhead Equipment. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are moving on to the Western Final. They'll visit the Calgary Stampeders 1 week from today. And earlier on out east, the Hamilton Tiger Cats routed the BC Lions 48-8 to move on to the Eastern Final at Ottawa next Sunday. The story in this game today, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 201 yards rushing in this football game in this victory over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. It was something that everybody expected, but the Riders just had the inability to stop Andrew Harris when it counted, early, middle, or late. And for the Riders, the offseason is upon us. One more thing to do. That's the postgame rewind, the radio highlights for AGI. Batco, Wheatheart, Westfield, Rem, West Steel, Nico, and more. This is AGI. AGI is committed to providing farmers with industry-leading products they can count on. Visit aggrowth.com. Here's Medlock on the approach, and the playoffs are underway. Josh Bartel calls for it, gets the high snap down. Lather gets it off, and he's good from 33 yards out, and the Riders lead first in the Western semifinal. 3-0. This is a 16-yard attempt for Brett Lather from the left hash. The kick is up and good from Lather. He's 2-for-2 today. Riders lead the Western semifinal 6-0. Snaps back. Kick is up from Medlock. And he's good from 38 yards out, and the Bombers are on the board. Brian Bennett to hold. gets it down from 36. Medlock gets it off, and he's good. And the Western semifinal is tied. 6-6. Nichols takes the snap on second down, pumps right, and now puts it up in the end zone. Caught by Walatarski for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bombers. It's their first lead of the game. Josh Bartel extends the arm, calls for it. Lather gets it off, and he's good into Pill Country. And the Riders score and cut that Bomber lead to 13-9. 1:48 to go till halftime. 3 for 3 today. Bartel gets it down. Lather gets it off from 27 yards out, and he's good. And he's cut the Bomber lead to 1. 13-12. Winnipeg with a Medlock 2 of 3 today. 31-yard attempt here from the left hash, trying to put it into the north end zone in this one-point game. Snaps back. Medlock gets it off from 31 yards out, and he's good. And the Bombers add to their lead now. With 7:21 left, the Bombers are up 16-12. From the 1, first and goal, Andrew Harris takes the handoff. And does he get in? On first down, he does. Touchdown, Bombers. 3 straight runs by Andrew Harris, and they're in the end zone. Nick Marshall lines up under center. They empty the backfield. The rookie Marshall around the right end, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Riders, with 2:36 left. They're not done yet. From the 45, Bridge, pressured from the backside, scrambles left. He's got to unload it. Drills it underneath, in and out of the hands of Cam Marshall, and incomplete with 8 seconds left to go.
And there was a late hit. The Bombers are incensed, and now Brandon Bridge isn't moving.
Bomber defenders 40 yards deep. Watford with the Hail Mary toss. There's no Rider receivers in the area. It is picked off, and that'll do it. Picked off by the Blue Bombers' Anthony Gaynor, and the game ends, and the Rider Nation is wild. The Blue Bombers are moving on. They knock off the Riders 23-18 in the Western semifinal and knock the quarterback out to boot. There you go, the post-game rewind to this one. And Luke, you still can't believe it as you sit there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, you never expect the end to come so suddenly. So there's a lot of guys I feel for in that locker room. Again, there's guys that are coming to their end of their career. There's guys that are just beginning their careers. And there's guys that are in the middle of them. And the business side of this thing is going to take over until June. And again, you just feel for the guys, you know.
Yep. Great season.
Hey man, congratulations. This was your 20th year, man. This is you've done a fantastic job. I wanted to make sure I told
thank
you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Luke, and thanks for all you do. And it's ending far too soon.
Yeah.
We'll be on the air from Grey Cup, of course, but the Riders will not be in it. I'm interested to hear Ballsy's take and crew on the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable. That's coming up next. And a reminder, we'll be on the air tomorrow with a Stat Holiday Monday edition of the Sports Cage. So that's it. The season ends here from Mosaic Stadium today. One more time, your final score, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 23, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 18. You've been listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Network stations 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon, GX94 Yorkton, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 1050 CJNB up in North Battleford, and 102.3 CJNS-FM in Meadow Lake, your flagship station for Rough Riders football. And we'll say for one last time, thank you, Rider Nation, for a great year right here on 620 CKRM.
Well, on this semifinal Sunday, as we get set for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and your Saskatchewan Rough Riders, we speak with Tom Shepherd with the Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery. And we're coming down the home stretch here, Tom, as the deadline to get your tickets is what, the 20th of November?
Yeah, November the 20th, we have to cut off so we can give away all these prizes, 1,313 more prizes worth in excess of $2 million. We're going to give all those away on the 22nd and after we get everything balanced up, and we're going to do it live on CKRM so everybody will know that they when they win the major prize. And Michael, you know, some of the great prizes we're going to be giving away, that they is a first prize of $250,000 cash, a second prize of $150,000 cash, and a third touchdown cash prize of $50,000. Then we followed that up with 13 brand new Ford and GMC vehicles. We've got recreation machines like a recreation trailer, all-terrain vehicle, a Bayliner sports boat, 44 trips all over the world, all kinds of electronic prizes and equipment prizes. Then we end up with a little novel gifts like 200 exclusive green and white Ryder fridges, all decorated up as Ryder colors. So we got something for everybody, but time's running out. You know, we've only got a few days left to buy your tickets, because we're cutting off, as I said, on November the 20th, so we can give away all those prizes on the 22nd.
And, of course, once you get the ticket, you can get the 50-50 add-on, which tracks at around $350,000. And also you got that daily cash calendar too, Tom.
Yeah, that daily cash calendar is something new, and it's been a big hit. We're going to give away cash every day in the month of December to 31 different winners, including $15,000 on Christmas Day, $2,000 on every Monday in December, and $1,000 on every other day. So we got something for everyone. So if you're coming down to the game, or next week, you come into the Ryder ticket office and buy your ticket. Or a much easier way to do it is to call 1-800-668-1999 or go online, friendsoftheriders.com.
All right, that's Tom Shepard, Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, the 32nd edition. Thanks for this, Tom.
Thank you, Michael.